Okay. You gotta like, well, you don't have to like, it's an old expression, Dmitry Medvedev today, when he said Trump should, I'm paraphrasing, should keep in mind that the Mossad is not the only place where they have videos of Trump's past immoralities. That made me laugh. They're all sitting back watching videos from Epstein Island and whatever. You know, no secrets. No secrets. Mitchell Henderson. No secrets, Mitch. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. This is a time when lots of secrets are being revealed, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But just think about it. I mean, it's the time of revelation, and revelation just simply means it's when everything is revealed, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So by now, if you haven't figured out that Israel is the Antichrist and that Satan's running the world, you know, I think it's pretty apparent, all the corruption in our government. Look at the pedophiles and stuff, you know. I made a comment on the Jeffrey Epstein thing. I said, well, Virginia Giuffre was not a young woman. She was a child. She was under 18. Legally, she's a child, okay?
That's correct.
And I had a flurry of people actually defending Epstein, saying, no, she was old enough to go out and hook.
She was able to
make her own decisions.
We have got such a
corrupted society that they think it's kind of okay.
The controllers have somewhat succeeded then in normalizing pedophilia. They have somewhat succeeded
have.
In doing that in the minds of many of the useless eaters out there. Wow.
Okay, so think about this. Think about we're going into a time of civil war, of political oppression, of a police state. I mean, there's supposed to be this police state in the future. So you know, you've got like Planeter out here collecting data on everyone.
Palantir.
Palantir. If you're going to actually get good data on everybody, what you need to do is open up the gates and let people express themselves. So you've got all these people who are actually not afraid to defend pedophilia now. Okay, and this is going on the record. Okay.
Hold your thought. Yeah. No, don't lose that thought.
Okay.
This is important. In the beginning, social media, people were saying, how can this happen? People are joining social media and revealing their day's activities, how they feel about things, what they do. Well, if you think that that's funny, and it is funny in a way, sickening, wait until everybody has their own AI companion, AI friend, AI agent, which they learn very quickly to trust and share everything. There are people now who have AI girlfriends, AI boyfriends, and they're sharing everything. Hey, the controllers have access to literally everything about you, everything, how you feel, everything. It was bad before. This is going to take it all home. Go ahead with that thought. I hope you didn't lose it.
Okay, so if you think back just a few years under the Biden pedophile dictatorship, okay, I mean, he was a pedophile himself. I think now, to be president, you have to be a pedophile. So under those days, you couldn't say anything about racism. You couldn't say anything about anti-Semitism or anti-Israel or anti-Zionism or anything like that, okay? Look now, just 1 year out, there are sites. There's YouTube sites. YouTube was bad for canceling people and shutting people down. There's a site on YouTube called Lily Gaddis, and it's a very pro-white site. She's just unabashedly pro-white, talking about all the things that are going on, you know, where white people are getting trashed and stuff, and talking about how that black people are a problem for us and stuff. And that used to be a big no-no. You couldn't say anything like that on YouTube. Now you can. You can express yourself as a racist on YouTube now. It's perfectly okay. There's also a site called Breezy Politics, and they're just slamming out anti-Zionist YouTubes and stuff. Actually, they're very good.
I've seen it, and they are good. They're well done. They're also, remember, these are all flypaper, either directly or indirectly. They're collecting names. They know who watches their stuff. But did you get used to it? Okay, that's the way the world is now, so to hell with them, right?
Yeah.
But that's a good site. That's good satire and good parody, and if we lose the ability to laugh at ourselves and our stupidity and our biases and all the rest of it, our hypocrisy, it truly is then the end. That's the end. So, yeah. Though I've seen some really good things from that site.
Yeah. Listen, you were talking about AI, you know. They instilled in people this concept of having an avatar, you know. And you're going to have an AI avatar to give you advice and stuff. I go and I probe online, and I ask AI questions. This was very interesting what I found out. So I ask AI religious questions, okay? And one thing AI will do is it will tell you where it got that information from. So when it comes to religious questions, I mean, sometimes they're referred to Wikipedia, and we all know how rock solid that is, okay? how reliable and unbiased Wikipedia is, but on a lot of the serious questions, AI gets its answers from a site called gotanswers.com, okay? And I looked this up, and this is a Christian Zionist site.
Theanswers.com?
Gotanswers.com.
Okay.
And it's a Christian Zionist site. So when you ask AI religious questions, it's going to give you Christian Zionist answers.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not going to get the real answers. Peter Thiel even went on to some shows and said, and he says, AI is the method by which the Antichrist will rule the world. And he says it that way. This is how... Well, absolutely.
You have to then ask yourself, who created, who controls AI? There's your direct link.
Yeah.
The AI is just the Hoover vacuum that's going to suck up all the data and diminish individuality. Take that away, too. No, everyone's going to be locked into the AI matrix. You watch. You're right.
Yes. So... I want to just bring up a point that I did. I was looking at this site that talks about that rates all the countries in the world according to IQ. Okay, and of course this is because they give IQ tests all over the world, and they have a central IQ test authority, I guess, that keeps the statistics and stuff. So if you look at the top 10 highest IQ nations in the world, BRICS has three of them, and NATO only has one country. So BRICS, China is the number one. They're number one. The highest IQ in the world is China. Iran is number four. You wouldn't think that, but Iran's got a lot of very well-educated, smart people.
What's number one? I missed it. I'm sorry. Say
China
that again.
Is number one. China is number one.
I've heard that before in years gone by. They have the highest average human IQ. The Asian mind. Yeah, go ahead.
And then Iran is number four, and Russia is number six.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
NATO only has one country in the top 10, and that's Spain, coming in at number 10. The United States is 30. The United Kingdom is 33. Germany is 35.
These are cadavers of nation states.
Israel, our dear ally, is number 45 in intelligence. If you ask them, they'd say number one, but they're number 45. Okay, they're
that's
not
funny.
Up there at all.
Good.
And Ukraine is down to number 78 in the list of other countries. So, so anyways, what I want to talk about tonight is the labor pains of our destruction. Okay, because what we're seeing is that we have something big happens. For example, Trump bombs Iran. Okay, then things calm down. Okay, each time that something happens, the next thing that happens is more intense. Okay, so in other words, Israel bombs the Iranian embassy in Syria. Iran has to reply. That causes Israel to bomb Iran, and it's very dangerous. It's getting into. This could be a big shooting war, okay? Mm-hmm. That calms down, and then this comes, okay? So this week we have Israel finally just going ahead and saying, yeah, we're going to totally and completely occupy the Gaza, okay? We're just going to take it completely over and stuff. So at first they were just doing these operations. Now they're comfortable just admitting that they are going to just take it over completely, okay? Yep. So, at the same time, you can see that they're building up the propaganda to justify them invading Syria. And if they do this invasion of Syria, what they intend to do is run the Syrians out of Syria and push them across the Euphrates River. They want to take it all for themselves. Okay, the kid gloves are off. Okay, they're just going to go ahead and do just incrementally. They're just going to push and push and push. To accomplish what they want to accomplish, hoping that they can forestall, an all-out war. But here's the thing: is each time they push, and I'm not talking just about Israel. I'm talking about the United States and China. I'm talking about Russia. I'm talking about wherever we are in the world. Every time we push those red lines, we're in danger of going to all-out war. Okay, there are people. In the Department of Defense, they're already planning U.S. forces setting foot in Ukraine. There are already people talking about it and planning it for the United States to insert combat troops into Ukraine to directly fight the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean this is just talk. Okay, and keep in mind that throughout history, modern history anyway. The United States always tries to have a canned program, a canned plan for any possible operation. I mean, like, we have a plan in the can to invade the Bahamas, okay? Although we've got no intention of doing that, we have planned for it, okay? Right. So we're making a plan for this, but there's always a danger that if we make a plan, we might use that plan. I'm looking to see what Trump does. You know, he decides 50 days. Okay, yeah, just 10 days. And then Trump's already saying, well, I don't think these sanctions will do anything to Russia. But we got to sanction Russia to bring him to the table. Well, you have to realize that the new sanctions on Russia don't have very much to do with Russia at all. It has to do with the United States bullying India to go against its own self-interest and stop buying fuel from Russia. That's against India's own self-interest. They would be idiotic to do that, okay? To do China. This is also, if you think back to what I talked about last week and the Heartland thing and how they have to drive wedges between all these countries in Asia because they don't want Asia getting together. Okay, these secondary sanctions on China, India, Turkey, these are all meant to keep Eurasia from coming together, okay? The only difference is, in truth, in modern times, if now Eurasia comes together, they don't intend to conquer the world, okay? What they're trying to do is defend themselves against a predatory United States that fully intends to break them up and change the regimes that are in power. The United States openly says they want to overthrow the regimes, they want to break these nations up into smaller nations and stuff. We say this publicly. Yet we think that, and the Russians and the Chinese never talk about invading the United States. They never talk about overthrowing our government. They never talk about breaking the United States into little pieces. Or Europe, none of these countries talk about doing that to the United States. Yet we openly talk about doing that to Iran, Russia, and China. Openly we talk about that. And yet in America, we're supposed to believe that we are the good guys and the Russians, Chinese, and Iranians are the bad guys. Although they never talk about doing any of this to us. Not only that, but realistically, China, Russia, and Iran do not have militaries strong enough to do that. They don't have, even if they all come together, they still cannot invade the United States and take it over and occupy it. They still can't do it. So, and you know what? China, Iran, and Russia know that they cannot do it. They don't even think about doing it. Okay? And if you watch American TV, what's going on in America, would you really want to take this place over? Would that be a wise thing to do?
You'd have to garrison it from coast to coast to control it. It's not possible.
Yeah, you just cannot do it. So we're supposed to believe that they are the threat, though, and they pose no threat at all. In my book, The Final Wars, when I talk about China, I give a good detail of what China's actual plan for the world is. And this information came out of Foreign Affairs Journal, and it was written by Elizabeth Economy, and she describes what the Chinese want to do, which is a very good plan for world order, peace, and prosperity, okay? And what Elizabeth Economy is suggesting is that we need to do China's plan instead of our plan. Our plan is bullying everybody and telling what to do, threatening them with economic sanctions and tariffs if they don't do what we want, okay? That's a bad plan. It's not making us friends anywhere. And last time I went over how much of the world economy is not under American control. These countries are getting tired of us. They're getting tired of our bullying them. They're getting tired of us disrupting their economies, disrupting the peace in their countries. The day will come. I mean, the day is coming when Trump is going to push too hard, and what's going to happen is the rest of the world's going to say, you know what, we really don't care about your dollar, your trade. We don't care about business with the United States. We can live without the United States. Okay, so in other words, the world embargoes the United States. But if you stop and look at what Trump is doing anyway, he is in effect embargoing the United States from the world. Okay, he's doing it in two ways, by raising tariffs on everybody and by bullying everybody and making people so that, why would you want to do business with the United States? Why? I mean, the only reason to do it is there's people here with the money to buy your stuff. Okay, but what do you have to give up? You have to sell your soul to do business with the United States. You have to become gay. You have to become feminist. You have to let women run your country if you want to do business with the United States. People are kind of tired of that, you know. They don't want to do that. Even Americans, do you really want to do that? Do you want to be a gay person run by feminists to be acceptable in our society? Is this what we want? This is what they're teaching our school children to do. This is Marxism, is what it is, and it's cultural Marxism. It's meant to create the same effect that a Bolshevik government would do, okay, that have you do it culturally, okay? But you know what? That's sort of like falling into disfavor. This is why, in the same way that there's this world war, we're looking at civil war. I mean, consider this for a minute. So on this Cincinnati riot thing, the police chief and the mayor of Cincinnati insists that white people started the fight. Okay, they'll do anything,
anything to make it
not be about racism. Yeah. Anything
to give the minorities a free ride. It's just disgusting.
Right. I mean, the chief of police says, well, if anybody laid hands on anybody, we're going to arrest them. The code for saying we are going to arrest some white people so that this won't all be about racism. And the chief and all these people, public leaders, get up there and says, oh, this has got nothing to do with race. Look at the video, people. You don't think that has anything to do with race? Let me ask you another question. If it was reversed, and that was white people attacking black people, what do you think, what kind of furor
would still be headline news today?
They'd be rounding people up and arresting them like crazy. They'd have videos of every white person in the area and arrest them all. They would look at credit cards to see if anybody had bought anything downtown and throw those people in jail for a year or so. Okay,
look what they did in Washington on January.
Yes, 6th. January 6th. FBI, some FBI agents told me that was the most brilliant psychological operation in FBI history. What they did is they got credit cards. If you used a credit card in Washington, D.C., they arrested you, put you in jail. 3,000, 4,000 people arrested, hunted down wherever you were in the country. If you were a white person in Washington, D.C. on that day, they were going to arrest you and throw you in jail. They made up things to give you felony charges. They stretched the limits of a felony charge to make it a felony charge for you to have been there.
Okay? America died a little bit on that day. And then
January 6th, we were all told this was worse than Pearl Harbor, Jeff. This was worse than 9/11. This was the worst day in American history. And that's why those 3,000 to 4,000 people had to go to jail. Now I want you to look now. This is what the Democrats would do. They did January 6th, okay? Now look at us. You see for months now, there's rioters attacking ICE agents trying to arrest illegal aliens. I just have to ask the question, you know, they could do to those rioters what they did to the January 6th people. They can find out who they are. They can put them all in jail.
It's absolutely correct.
They can stop that rioting just like they stopped white people from rioting. White people didn't even riot. We just protested. They stopped white protests with this operation. Right. The problem is Republicans will never do what needs to be done. And this is the motto. It was Karl Marx who said the means justify the ends justify the means. That was Karl Marx.
Yeah, any means. He didn't rule any out.
Yeah. In 2020, sprawled on the walls here in Albuquerque, besides gang tags, was these phrases, by any means necessary. Okay? So you need to look at that. The left will kill, they will burn, they will destroy, and they will not go to jail, and the Republicans and the right and the white people will never hold them to account, ever. We're weak.
Sad.
If the Democrats ever get back in power, they're going to hunt you down, and they're going to destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When they come to power again, they're going to destroy you. They're going to take everything away from you, including your children.
They only lost by 2 million votes. Don't forget.
Yes.
2 million, that's it.
Yeah.
77 million for Trump, 75 for the camel.
Trump is not strong. Trump is not strong. He is not forceful. He is not standing up for anybody except for Israel.
He's gaining weight for Halloween. Have you noticed how fat and round the guy is now? If he fell down, he'd roll away.
Yeah, probably. So the thing is he's actually just an irritant. Is the best way to say it. I mean, the world looked at Joe Biden and saw a brain dead idiot. Okay,
right.
That made no sense. Okay, now they look at Trump and they see here's an egotistical man who thinks he can scare everybody. he doesn't even scare illegal aliens rioting in Los Angeles. He doesn't scare them, Jeff. Do you think he scares the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians? Do you think
they're afraid of his instability, if anything? That's the only fear they have.
So as you see, all these things are picking up in tempo, and every time the next thing comes, it's going to be harder and harder. Okay, mm-hmm. We're not just talking about in world affairs. We're talking about here in America in the Civil War. Mm-hmm. They're building up for the Civil War. One part of the ability to make the Civil War is that they're allowing people to express themselves now. Okay, and that's going to drive it. And you know, it takes the Democrat to make up bullshit lies on race that people just are not going to buy. I mean, it's so shameless and stuff.
Right.
Let's look at Sydney Sweeney. Okay, she's a white supremacist, Jeff, a white supremacist, a Nazi. Okay, Sydney Sweeney, because she made a jeans commercial. Okay. This is the hyperbole of the left, okay? They want to make it about race because they want to make it about race.
Somebody made a video about that commercial.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes, I haven't seen. They already have spoofs on it. After they got really down on Sydney Sweeney, what she did is she went out and made a video of her in a white outfit on a white horse, the country, and stuff like this. So she was actually rubbing it in, okay?
Good.
And then I think it's Dunkin' Donuts came out with one with a guy talking about, jeans and stuff, too, I guess. It was about orange juice or something. Anyways, they're spoofing it because, see, what they did is the left took this bait. What happened is they paid X amount of dollars to make this ad, and then the left has amplified that and made that ad. I probably would have never in my normal daily life, I would not even be aware of that ad if the left hadn't started saying it was about white supremacy. Okay. Also, in the video itself, in the commercial itself, Sydney Sweeney, no point says anything about white jeans. She says, my jeans are good. Okay. Well, I even saw this black guy commenting on YouTube, and he said, well, she's saying that her jeans are good, and you can look at her, and yes, her jeans are good. She's not saying all white people's jeans are good. She's not saying that black people's jeans are not good. She's just saying that hers are good. Okay? So, even black people are not falling for this race bait. That's
right.
Going on.
Right.
You know, so what has happened is the propaganda of the Marxist and the Zionist propaganda is so bad that there's a lot of people who just are not buying it. Okay? And, what is going to happen? They're getting everybody to express themselves, but then one day with AI, they're going to go where everybody stands, and then they can go round up who they want to round up. Okay, but this is what they think. Okay, but can they actually do it? I'll tell you what: the Republicans can't do it. The Democrats could do it. The Democrats could absolutely do it. The divisions in the United States are not very clear cut. For example, on the Cincinnati riot, okay, so you have your white conservative people that are saying, yeah, bullshit, this was a race riot, okay. But then you have people like Josh Hammer coming on his podcast saying, yeah, this was obviously, an anti-white riot and stuff. So he's talking the same language as the right. But then he's the number one Zionist podcaster in America, okay?
Who is this?
Josh Hammer.
I don't know. I can't track it all. It's too many.
Yeah, it's hard to track. But anyways, you can see that it's just like the people who are against Israel. You have you've got hard right people that are against Israel. You've got hard left people against Israel. So what you've got is a situation where actually you have divisions amongst the divisions. Okay, we are so divided and so polarized. And what causes the polarization is simply that when you hear Israel trying to justify genocide, okay, anybody with a human heart will know that they're lying through their butt, that this is nonsense that they're saying, okay? Anybody who has a brain can listen to this Marxist stuff that, oh, we have to allow criminal aliens to stay here. They have rights and stuff. I mean, there's people who are just like, can you really believe that? I mean, is this the hill that the Marxists are going to die on? Kilmar Garcia Brego, he's the guy who, he's a petty criminal. They're going to die on his hill? I mean, why would we care about him? You know, just have common sense. That's what's kind of lacking and stuff. But you know, it's sort of like one of the end times prophecies about the two witnesses, and the two witnesses are based on Moses and Elijah. So that's telling you two things. One is law, in other words, all the things like it's. Like, if you're gay, you can go to heaven. This is not true. 1 Corinthians 6 says specifically, no, you cannot. Okay? That's the law, where the church itself is teaching, half the church is teaching things, trying to say things are okay that are not okay. They're trying to say that, in other words, they're going against the law itself. It's okay to be tranny. Trannies can be your godparents in the Catholic Church, okay? This is against law, okay? And the other half is the problem of Christian Zionism, and that's Elijah, the second witness, is against false prophecy because Christian Zionists believe that the way you get to heaven is by supporting Israel. If you want to have a good life and you want to be blessed, you have to support Israel.
I have
Christian Zionist relatives that are convinced that I'm going to hell because I will not support genocide and ethnic cleansing and the whacking of little kids, target practices on little kids that Israel is doing. Because I won't support that, I'm going to hell. Okay. In other words, you have to support evil in order to go to heaven. Okay, because Israel is evil. It's such a clear cut thing. You know, the Antichrist is defined as anyone who does not admit that Jesus is the Christ. That's the definition of Antichrist in 1 John 2:22-23. That would be Israel. Israel does not say that. That's an official policy of their country. Is that is not true. They are the Antichrist, and Christian Zionism is supporting them. Christian Zionism is the false church of the end times, okay? And they have all these people that are worshiping Israel, taking a knee to Israel, and they will defend Israel with everything. They will defend the people who are doing these war crimes over there. It is. I mean, just think about the audacity of this. The people who have for 50 years said, "Oh, well, Hitler was such a bad man. He did genocide. He did ethnic cleansing. He did war crimes. He did crimes against humanity." Now, the people who claim to be the victim of that are doing those exact things. And getting 50 million Christians to worship them.
Yeah.
To back them without any judgment or discernment whatsoever. They're just going to follow Israel no matter what. and they're doing it based on a verse in Genesis where God told Abraham, who blesses you, I'll bless them. That was a blessing to Abraham. That wasn't a blessing to the Jewish people or to Israel. That was a blessing to Abraham in particular. People can go read it. Just look it up on your thing about where does it say in Genesis about blessing Abraham. Whoever blesses Abraham, God will bless them. That's 4,000 years ago, folks. That's not talking about Israel. God is not illogical, okay? He's not illogical. He doesn't want you to suspend common sense, okay? He wants clarity, truth, and clarity. It's not believing lies. That's not what it's about. Not only that, but, you know, God, the whole thing about Christ is not supposed to be transactional. We don't do things for Christ so he can do things for us. He is offering to do everything for us without us doing anything for him. It's called grace. So this is a big lie. It's not a transactional thing, okay? So 50 million people believe in this lie. There's more people that believe in this lie that are not Jewish than there are that are Jewish. At least half of the Jewish people think Zionism is evil and bad.
Well, I sure hope so. I've heard that.
At least half of
salvation.
Them think that it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
what are they doing, though, to make their views heard? They're being shut out of the media. They're being shut down.
Well, they
I don't
are,
hear
but
it.
They were the first ones to go out and protest, because those first protests against what they call pro-Palestinian protests, they had T-shirts on saying "Not in my name." Those were Jewish people protesting Israel for war crimes. Okay, you notice that you are correct. That isn't in the news so much anymore. You know, so you know the news is ultimately manipulated. They decide what they're going to allow.
Oh,
they decide what's going to be amplified. They decide what's going to be kind of toned down and pushed to the side. They really don't want. Now, Breezy Politics will have a lot of Jewish people on there speaking against Zionism. Okay, that's one place you can see it. But they're not showing the campus protests. They just all called those pro-Palestinian protests, and so they've killed that voice. Okay, so I started saying, I think over a year ago, that the persecution of Christians in the end times will be at the hands of Christian Zionists. They will be passing the laws against anti-Semitism, like Ron DeSantis in Florida. You know, they wanted to pass, Mike Johnson, Speaker Johnson wanted to pass this law that would outlaw many biblical verses, okay? If he's supposed to be a devout Christian and stuff, okay? So
we should be hearing outrage already. This is disgusting. Disgusting.
Yes,
these are all Bolsheviks. They're all communists.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So this is going to, the tempo is going to pick up. So one of the things that I want people to be aware of is we're getting to a point now where in just a matter of days, we might start seeing some economic shocks start happening. So the
oh, it's coming.
The
it's coming.
You can,
they're taking it all down. Get ready. Yeah.
Is that you are caught unprepared, because once this starts tumbling, okay, it's going to be hard for you to get canned foods, to get toilet paper, to get whatever you want. I just always come back to the toilet paper, Jeff, because, you know, we had this respiratory disease, not an intestinal disease, but a respiratory disease, and the toilet paper disappeared.
I
mean, that's irrationality there, you know.
Well, here's one for you. Jeff Bezos has been developing synthetic fish for food. Meat. Fish meat.
Oh, yum.
Fish. So he's got lab-created fish meat, which has now been approved 100% okay for humans to eat by the FDA with zero data. No scientific data on it. And they've approved it.
course.
No data.
And then, So I still have to implore people that now's the time to stock up and get freeze-dried food, get canned food. I mean, get this. I mean,
We don't have to have a war to need those things. We don't.
No,
it can happen without war easily.
The economy can crash without having a war. That can come first. If I was Russia, I wouldn't even want to go to war unless the U.S. economy crashed.
All right. Fair enough.
So you want your enemy to be in a weak, financially weak position, because war costs a lot of money. So you want to, you know, the weaker we are financially, the better off for that Russia is, okay? So, you know, and Russia has a say-so about when this war will happen, okay? Maybe even more of a say-so than we have, okay? So, get your go bags ready. Get your stuff ready. Go get those things you need for both your personal go bag
and
your...
But, you know, with a go bag, Mitch, for people who say, what the hell do I need a go bag for? I got nowhere to go. Well, you get food and you keep it with you wherever you are then. You don't necessarily have to have a perfect retreat in the mountains to run off to.
The go bag is more for when active hostilities break out. What I'm trying to say here is that the things you need for your go bag, you should get them now, because when the economy starts going south, it's going to be hard to get those items. So you want to get prepared now. So what you need for your go bags, get my book, The Final Wars, How to Survive, The Coming Civil War, World War III, and the Collapse of Civilization at Amazon. Uh-huh. And I tell you in there what you need for your go bag. And don't stop at that. Think of more things that you need for your go bag. Try to think of every eventuality and stuff. In different areas, you may need different things, okay? So you do need to be prepared. The reason I'm telling you to get foodstuffs is because food's going to become very expensive, okay? So stock up now when it's cheap, you know?
Yeah, well,
so,
relatively.
just try to think ahead a little bit on that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing is supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be picking up each time it becomes more intense. Well, at one point it's going to be so intense that it's going to interfere with your ability to get things that you need, okay? Because that's just what happens. I mean, if you think about World War II, you couldn't just go buy gas or go buy salt or sugar and stuff. You had to have ration stamps. If you didn't have a ration stamp, you could not buy that pound of sugar.
That's true.
You just could not do it. Okay, so we're going to see something like this. Only now we have cell phones and these different payment methods, so they don't actually need stamps. They're going to be able to control how much of what you buy. So buy that now, before you have to have that ration to you. Because there will be rationing. Look what they did during, everybody lived through the 2021 COVID dictatorship there. Did you see the hatred that our president poured about people? Did you hear the patriot? Or, if you didn't get the shot, you deserve to get sick and die.
Wait, who said this?
This was all over the media. If you didn't get your vaccine and you died, you deserve to die.
This is Trump?
In 2021.
I remember that. I thought it happened again.
No, this is
the government. I remember.
But just the hatred that you got if you did not obey. the hatred that you saw was a lot. I know several people that lost their jobs because they would not take the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is just think that was. was a dry run for what you're going to see again in the future. You've already lived it once. You know how it can be. You saw how comprehensive it was.
Yeah.
And so just, you know, pay attention. You this is going to happen again. It's going to roll right up on you, you know. They're going to come up with all kinds of excuses of why they have, why you have to give up all your freedom and all your liberty for your own safety, for your own good. You have got to give it up, okay? This is what you're going to hear, you know. And you're not going to be able to dissent, because dissent is a crime against humanity, okay? I mean, they're going to blow this up out of proportion. You'll be a terrorist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So just be ready for all that, you know.
Yes. Absolutely be ready for it. I just don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. I'm kind of torn. I think there's going to be a war, but I don't think it'll be an all-out thermonuclear war. I don't think it needs to be. I think that they're so close to their absolute control of the planet, and they're removing 5 billion people from the planet who have been injected. Those people will not recreate. They won't procreate. They're sterile. At the very least, and many of them are dying. So they've got their population reduction. They now have AI.
Oh,
and if you think social media is an attractive thing for people, having an AI friend, believe me, is going to make that in many cases pale in comparison. Everyone will have an AI friend, and AI will have everything.
Your own, it's like your own personal Jesus, you know.
There you go.
It's taking place of it.
Yep.
Okay, so, but keep in mind that the WEF was very clear, they need to kill 7.5 billion people. And that's going to take a little bit more to do. They can do it. I mean, look, they've made World War One happen, made World War Two happen. World War Three, they're going to do it, because if they want total control and they want it now, war is what they got to do. They have to shake it up. They have to pull the rug out from under you so that you totally are dependent on them for everything. The Great Reset. You'll own nothing and be happy. War is how they can make it happen. Where they're going to mess up is it will go nuclear, because there's people who have nuclear weapons that are not going to stand for this nonsense.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, let's hope not.
So,
when does the reality of the Trump presidential betrayal start to really manifest itself?
Well, I think it has with some people. I mean, just think, you had all these Trump boosters like Charlie Kirk and Megyn Kelly and you know, all these people, and they seemed all okay and everything. And then, and Benny Johnson and whatnot. And then what happens is Trump treats us like a chump and says, "Oh yeah, there's nothing to this Epstein stuff. It's a Democrat Party hoax."
Well,
we're going to believe that. Well, yeah. I think all these people lost immense credibility when they backed Trump up on that. They lost their credibility on that.
Should be totally gone.
Tucker Carlson called bullshit on that. Okay, that's on the
Anna
Kasparian. Anna Kasparian called bullshit on that.
One of the worst lies I've ever seen. Absolutely outrageous.
It's a terrible lie. So check this out. So now, because Tucker, he's got some integrity, he's just not going to lie for them, okay? So now Laura Loomer, who has Trump's ear, she's trying to come up with evidence that Tucker Carlson has sex with little girls and stuff, too. So
there's no end to it. Hey, listen, thank you. This is always encouraging and helpful, because you're putting it out straight away, and it's up to the great listeners out there to adopt what they want from it. But I am totally convinced there's no other platform out there that consistently provides as much reality as we do. And you're right at the top of the heap here. It's up to people to make their decisions. And the saddest thing is, if they do make the right decisions, and most of this audience has, how are they going to begin to turn those in their direction who don't get it? That is a very difficult thing. And I would urge you just not to even try unless someone comes to you and asks, what about this? If they ask, otherwise you're just beating your head against a wall for the most part. And wait till these AI friends come. So. I hate to tell you, it's going to be big.
Oh, your AI friends, we already know what they're thinking.
Yeah. Yes, sir. All right, Mitchell, you be well. Talk to you, friend.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. All right. Great people on this program. The best. And you're the best audience out there ever. We'll be back with you tomorrow on Tuesday. Take good care. Be safe.